Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and asks about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answer to your questions are anonymous. Okay?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it, sir. So just to start with, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
02130.
I appreciate that. What would you say is your gender? Just to make sure we represent everyone, male, female, or something else, non-binary,
male.
Transgender, gender, male. Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, how old are you, if I may?
40.
Oh, 40, so between 30 to 44 years old, right? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
White.
White. Okay, thank you so much, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school diploma, GED?
College.
Attended to college but did not complete? Degree?
I completed an undergraduate degree.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say it's a bachelor's degree, I believe, then, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent or good.
Thank you so much.
Otherwise.
Okay. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Did you say never? Would you say about once per week? A few times a week?
Never.
Every day?
Never.
Never, right? Thank you very much. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never, once per week? Never, right? Thank you for your opinion. Super important. Now, how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never, about once per week, a few times a week, every day? Never, right?
Never.
That's good to hear you have good sleep quality. I appreciate that. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying, which is not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Not at all.
Okay. Having little interest or pleasure in doing this? Not at all, some days. In doing things, I'm sorry. Not at all, right?
No,
feeling nervous? Okay, feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Not at all.
Thank you. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Not at all.
Thank you so very much, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? A substance use disorder? Yes or no?
No.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
Thank you. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like? Yes or no? Thank you so much, sir. We are 21% complete. Your opinion is extremely important and your time is valuable. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think is that your neighbors would act. Sorry. If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
I'd say very likely.
Okay, you're you live in a together neighborhood. That's good to hear, and your opinion is important as well. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no, sir?
Yes, there has.
There are some? Okay, thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you for your honesty. Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Lack of good, you can select multiple responses, by the way. Lack of good paying jobs, politics, unreliable public transportation, crime or drugs, unaffordable housing, police harassment.
Of those choices, only crime.
Mm-hmm. Crime and drugs, right? Only crime.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Either agree or disagree, either if you strongly or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree, or neither agree nor disagree will be the options. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, thank you. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you for your honesty and your opinion, sir. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Same option, sir.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Same options, sir. Your opinion is valuable.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Strongly agree.
strongly agree, right? Thank you. I appreciate your opinion, sir. We are going, you can answer these questions with yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have they ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Have they been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you very much. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of. Okay, thank you. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background?
No.
Yes or no? Okay, has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you so much. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
I appreciate that, sir. Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. We are at 49%. Thank you so much for your patience. We're almost complete. These questions are for respondents who have contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Have the police or law enforcement ever pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Yes or no?
No.
Have the police or law enforcement ever follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever arrested you for something you didn't do? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have they been verbally abusive to you?
Yes.
Yes. Have they been physically abusive to you?
No.
Okay. Have they assumed you are a thief?
No.
Yes or no? Okay. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Okay. Have they treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times, 20 plus times?
0 times in the last year.
0 times in the last year. Thank you. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Strongly agree, strongly disagree, some would disagree, some would agree, neither agree nor disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Strongly agree. Same options.
Don't think this one applies, but I guess you can put down I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. I try not to remember and think about this incident. Strongly disagree. Strongly agree. Somewhat disagree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so very much. We're at 71% almost there, sir. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
Strongly disagree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly disagree.
I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experiences with the police.
Strongly disagree.
I feel that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People are more uncomfortable around me.
Strongly disagree.
I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. We're 82%. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer. Would you strongly agree? Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Strongly disagree, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I am less likely to call the police when in need.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you very much. And by the way, sir, we're at 88%. Thank you. We're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Homemaker, student, without a
employed.
Job?
Employed.
Employed. Would you say self-employed or just employed?
Just employed.
Thank you so very much. And what is your current marital status? Single, never married?
Married.
Divorced? Married. Thank you.
Married.
How many children do you have?
One.
One. Thank you. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
Thank you so very much. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get there to the right one. Under $20,000, between $20,001 and $50,000, between $50,001 and $80,000, between $80,001 and $120,000, between $120,001 and $175,000, between $175,001 and $250,000, greater than $250,000 per year.
Come on.
That one, greater than $250,000 per year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all your life?
Over 15 years.
Thank you so much. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner? Renter or paying partial rent with family or friend?
Homeowner.
Living somewhere?
Homeowner.
Homeowner, right? Thank you. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street, please.
Well, I do live, Elm Street is one of the closest cross streets, so that's one. And then the other one is called Sedgwick, and it's spelled S as in Sam, E, D as in David, G as in Gary, W-I-C-K, Sedgwick.
Okay. A street or avenue? Sedgwick
Street.
Street 2? Okay, thank you. Would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harbor researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Sure.
Okay, yes. Thank you. You've now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide with your phone number and email address, please.
Sure. So, email address is G-Darren, G-B-A-R-R-E-N, at gmail.com.
Thank you. And your phone number, just to make sure, is it 617-899-8700?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Just one moment, please. Great. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. And you have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Take care, sir. Likewise. Goodbye.